Sometimes you stumble across a project online and it just feels different, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I felt about the Pan Africa Network. It's not just another social media platform.
Right.
It's like this bold initiative with this big vision of connecting, people of African descent worldwide
Yeah.
for like social action and empowerment and all of that.
Yeah, what really struck me, I think, going through these documents is like that combination of the ambitious scope, we're talking about a global community here,
Right.
but also this very intentional focus.
Okay.
Like they're tapping into this long history of Pan-Africanism, right?
Yeah.
But grounding it in a very, very 21st century approach.
And that's where I feel like this deep dive is going to be really interesting
Absolutely.
because you shared all these documents about the Pan Africa Network with me,
Yeah.
and it's clear you're curious about it, you know?
Very much so.
Like, can this platform live up to its potential?
That's the big question, isn't it?
So let's unpack it.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the like core mission here?
Well, they're very upfront about the fact that they want to build a digital space that is truly of, for, and by Africans.
Okay.
This isn't about some, Silicon Valley tech company swooping in and saying, "We've got the solution for you."
Right.
It's about community ownership right from the ground up.
And this idea of ownership, I feel like it ties directly into something I know is important to you, which is
Oh, yeah.
data privacy.
Huge, huge.
They're very, very adamant about not relying on like corporate advertisers
Yeah.
or data mining practices, all that stuff.
Exactly. And I think that really speaks to, the growing desire that people have for platforms that respect user privacy, right? Prioritize ethical data practices.
Right.
Essentially, they're saying your data is yours.
Right.
We're
And
building a space where you have control.
okay, so we've got like community ownership,
Yeah.
data privacy.
Yeah.
But they're also calling this a quote unquote social action network, right?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
And that's where things get really interesting, I think, because again, this isn't just about online
All
discussions
right.
or sharing news articles.
Right.
They want to facilitate tangible results.
Okay.
So think about it.
Okay.
A global network
Yeah.
coming together to address issues like, economic empowerment in Africa,
Right.
the situation in Haiti.
They actually use the phrase they want to deploy a stabilizing force in Haiti,
Right. Yeah.
which I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, that definitely it raises eyebrows, right?
Yeah.
But I think it highlights that they're not shying away from, potentially controversial issues.
Right.
But it's important to remember, I think, they're not positioning themselves as the sole solution here.
Okay.
It's more about providing a platform,
Right.
the tools for this global community to mobilize around shared concerns,
So if someone's listening to this being like, this sounds incredible.
Right. I mean,
How,
right. Exactly.
what are they actually doing? I see PAN groups.
Yeah, PAN groups, and this is a core part of their approach to kind of turning this online connection into real world action.
Okay.
Think of them less like your typical social media group and more like a purpose-built collaboration hub.
Okay. So like, what kind of tools are we talking about?
So imagine like you're passionate about, let's say, educational access for underserved communities. You can join a PAN group
Yeah.
dedicated to that cause, instantly connect with like-minded individuals.
Okay.
From there, you've got built-in video conferencing
Right.
for strategic planning, collaborative document editing,
Well.
for drafting proposals or reports. You've got project management tools to track progress, assign tasks.
Wow.
It's like taking the idea of a digital workspace
Yeah.
to a whole new level.
So less scrolling through feeds.
Yeah.
And more having a shared space to actually get stuff done.
Exactly. And it goes back to, what we were talking about earlier with, kind of quick, thorough knowledge acquisition.
Hi. Right.
Imagine, needing a specific skill or resource for a project.
Yeah.
You need a graphic designer, you need a grant writer, you need a legal expert.
Right.
The Pan-Africa Network is designed to make finding that within the community seamless.
Okay, so they're putting their money where their mouth is.
They're not short on ambition, that's for sure.
Right. And speaking of resources, I mean, they're also upfront about their funding model, right?
Yeah.
Which is while a lot of the features are free,
Right.
they offer premium memberships.
Yeah.
They've got this points-based system to support the platform's growth and sustainability. So it's like they're trying to strike a balance between accessibility and making sure, the lights stay on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's talk about that point system a bit more.
Yeah.
Because gamification can be a little.
It can be a little controversial. Yeah, it
Yeah.
really depends on, how it's implemented
Yeah.
and whether it genuinely adds value for users.
Right.
And I think, you know, the documents kind of mention this system,
Right.
but they don't really delve into specifics just yet. So
Yeah.
that's something to, you know, to keep an eye on, I think, as the network develops.
All right. So we've covered like the basics
Yeah.
of their vision, the emphasis on community ownership, their stance on data privacy,
Right.
these PEAN groups designed for collaborative action.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, absolutely. We've only just begun to unpack the layers of what they're building.
And that's precisely what we'll be doing after a quick break.
Right.
We'll be back in a flash to dive even deeper into the practical features.
Sounds good.
And what you can expect as a potential member. So we're back.
Back at it.
And ready to like really get into the nuts and bolts.
Yep.
Of the Pan-African Network, right?
That's
You've
right.
heard the big vision,
like,
but how does this actually like translate into your experience as a user?
Yeah, I mean, a grand vision is one thing, but what can people actually do on this platform?
Right.
And I think based on these documents, at least the first thing that jumps out is this real emphasis on like tangible tools
okay.
for connection and collaboration.
So forget just scrolling through a feed.
All
what
right.
are we talking about here?
So imagine this, right?
Go ahead.
You have a skill.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a fantastic event planner.
Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And you want to offer that to support initiatives within the network.
Right.
They have a member directory specifically designed to make those kinds of connections.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making it easy for people to find and connect with others who have the skills or resources they need.
So almost like a specialized LinkedIn, but with a Pan-African focus.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Okay.
And it's not just individuals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're encouraging businesses, mm-hmm. nonprofits, even governmental organizations
right.
to join and be a part of this.
Wow.
Because they see this
yeah.
as a platform for, you know, facilitating partnerships,
yeah.
fostering a more interconnected ecosystem.
And I'm seeing that reflected in, like, they've got all these different membership options.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
You can just have a free basic membership.
Yeah.
They've got these premium tiers.
Right.
And then there's this whole charter membership thing.
Yeah, and this speaks to, I think, their efforts to kind of balance accessibility
yeah.
with sustainability, right?
Okay, right.
They want to make sure anyone who wants to participate can,
yeah.
regardless of their financial situation.
Right.
But they also recognize the need for a sustainable funding model.
Sure.
To support the platform's growth.
Right.
So these charter memberships, from what I understand, you know, would come with additional benefits or influence.
Uh-huh.
It's a way to attract early adopters and kind of, you know, secure a solid foundation for the network.
And being a founding member of a movement.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which I think is a big part of their pitch.
But let's get back to like the practical stuff.
Very.
What are the tools? You mentioned tools for collaboration.
Right. So remember those PAN groups we were talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Think of those as like micro communities.
Okay.
Within the larger network.
Uh-huh.
Each one dedicated to a specific interest or goal.
Okay.
And within these groups, you've got a whole suite of features.
Yeah.
Designed to facilitate real-time collaboration.
Okay, so paint me a picture, right?
Okay.
I'm a member of a PAN group, and let's say this group is focused on, I don't know, promoting financial literacy within the diaspora.
Okay, great, yeah.
What's at my fingertips?
So you've got built-in video conferencing, right?
It,
so you can have your team meetings, your brainstorming sessions.
Right.
But then you can seamlessly transition from that video call to collaborative document editing,
mm-hmm.
working on presentations, reports, whatever you need.
Yeah.
They've got project management features integrated.
Yeah.
So you can assign tasks, set deadlines, track progress.
Okay.
All within the platform itself.
So much better than sending emails back and forth.
Oh, absolutely.
And trying to like wrangle everybody's schedules together.
Trying to get everyone on the same page.
It sounds like they're trying to like really break down those barriers to collaboration.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just like focused on online interaction either.
No, they're big on this idea of like bridging the digital and physical worlds.
Okay.
So they're facilitating online and in-person conferences, workshops, events, allowing members to connect and collaborate in a variety of ways.
So they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, they're really trying to walk the walk here.
It feels like this is a really key part of this whole thing.
Absolutely.
This funding model, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're very upfront about the fact that they're independently funded.
Right.
They're not relying on corporate advertisers, which is a very different model than a lot of
right.
mainstream social media platforms.
It's a different approach, for sure.
Where, you know, user data is the product.
Exactly.
And they're saying, no, your data is yours.
We're here to empower you to use it.
Which I imagine resonates with a lot of people who are, you know, feeling a little disillusioned with.
Yeah, I think there's a real hunger for this.
With how social media is right now?
Absolutely.
But they've still got to keep the lights on, right?
Right.
So tell me more about, like, this tiered membership.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So from what I understand, the basic membership is free.
Okay.
And that gives you access to, you know, the core features of the platform. That allows anyone, anywhere, to join the community.
Yeah.
Start connecting.
Okay.
They haven't specified all the details yet, but it seems like the premium memberships would offer additional perks.
Like what?
So things like, you know, enhanced profile visibility.
Yeah.
Early access to events, maybe discounts on, you know, network-related services, things like that.
Okay, and what about this point system?
Right, so that's still a little bit unclear, I think, how it's going to be implemented.
Yeah.
But the idea seems to be to kind of incentivize engagement and contributions to the community.
Okay.
So perhaps you earn points for organizing events, contributing to projects, sharing valuable resources, things like that.
Right.
And then these points could be redeemed for various benefits.
Like what?
So, you know, discounts on premium features, right, early access to events, maybe even micro grants for community projects, things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept.
So they're kind of gamifying it.
In a way, yeah.
But in a way that seems like it would directly benefit.
Right, exactly.
The users.
Not just, you know, lining someone's pockets.
Right.
But
like with any gamified system, I feel like transparency is going to be key.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
People need to understand how it works.
Yeah.
And feel like it's fair.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's something they'll be mindful of as they, you know, develop and fine tune the platform.
So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
The member directory, the collaboration tools within the PAN groups,
right,
this idea of bridging the digital and physical worlds.
Yeah, they're really going for it.
This whole funding model.
It's ambitious, for sure.
But something tells me we've only scratched the surface of what it means to be a part of this community.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
Because building a successful online community, it requires more than just the right tools and features, right?
Yeah.
It's about fostering a shared ethos.
Right.
A sense of belonging, a commitment to collective action.
And that's what we're going to be diving into next.
I'm excited for that.
After a quick break.
Okay, sounds good.
Stay tuned as we delve into, like, the heart of the Pan-Africa Network.
Yeah.
Its approach to community building and what it truly means to be a member of this ambitious digital movement. So we're back, and we've talked about the vision, we've talked about the tools, but, you know, at the end of the day, the heart and soul of any online community is the people.
Absolutely. I mean, you can have the most impressive features, the slickest design, but without that, you know, that vibrant and engaged community,
right,
it's just an empty shell.
So what are they doing to actually cultivate that sense of community, that
right,
shared purpose amongst their members?
Well, one thing that really jumps out from these documents is this real emphasis on shared responsibility.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
they're not just building a platform for people to consume content,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They want people to actively participate, mm-hmm, contribute,
uh-huh,
shape the network itself.
So less scrolling, more doing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. They're really calling for, you know, what they call, like, visionaries.
Okay.
Individuals who are, you know, passionate about making a difference.
Right.
And are ready to, you know, roll up their sleeves and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
They're encouraging members to initiate projects, organize events, moderate discussions, basically to take ownership of the community they want to create.
I can see how that would be appealing to someone who's, you know, tired of feeling like just another user.
Oh, absolutely.
Just another data point.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
more like, come be an architect of this shared space.
Exactly, exactly. Bring your ideas, bring your energy.
Right.
They're actively encouraging members to contribute their unique skills and perspectives.
Okay.
They even talk about providing, like, you know, educational resources, mentorship opportunities to help members develop their leadership potential,
right,
become more effective change makers.
But building a global community like this, it's not without its challenges, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you're talking about, you know, people from all different backgrounds, all different parts of the world.
Right.
So how are they approaching that?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things they emphasize is this idea of building bridges, right?
Okay.
Like, across geographical and cultural divides within the diaspora. They recognize that there's going to be, you know, different perspectives, different lived experiences.
Right.
But they're committed to fostering respectful dialogue and understanding.
So it's like, you can come, you can learn, you can challenge.
Yeah.
But like, everyone's kind of, you have to agree to this baseline of respect.
Exactly. They're not interested in creating an echo chamber.
Right.
They want people to come together, share their ideas, challenge each other.
Right.
But always with that shared commitment to respectful engagement.
They actually talk about like community guidelines.
Yeah.
Moderation.
Yeah. They talk about developing, you know, specific guidelines and moderation strategies that prioritize constructive dialogue.
Right.
And discourage, you know, harmful behavior.
Which feels really important, especially in, you know,
oh, absolutely.
Today's online world.
Especially these days, yeah.
Where things can get heated very quickly.
Very quickly, yeah. So they're trying to get ahead of that.
Yeah.
And create that safe and inclusive environment for everyone to feel heard and respected.
And it's not just about online interactions either.
Right.
Right. It's about bringing it.
It's about making those connections in the real world.
Right. Exactly.
We'll talk about organizing meetups, conferences, even exchange programs.
Wow.
To connect members from different parts of the world.
So they are really trying to bridge that gap between like the digital and the physical.
Absolutely. Yeah. They see those as two sides of the same coin.
It's an ambitious goal.
It is.
But I feel like from what we've seen in these documents.
Right.
Ambitious is kind of...
It's in their DNA.
Yeah.
Like, they're not shying away from the challenges. They're leaning into them.
Yeah.
And they're betting big on the power of community to actually create meaningful change.
And that's what makes this so fascinating to me, right? It's like, they're saying, if you're tired of the way things are, if you believe in the power of connection...
Come join us.
Come join us. And that's a powerful invitation.
It really is, yeah.
As we kind of wrap up our deep dive here, what's your like final takeaway?
I think for me, the Pan-African Network, it represents a really bold experiment, you know, in digital community building.
Right.
It's like this rejection of the traditional top-down, you know, corporate controlled models of social media and this embrace of something that's more equitable, more participatory, more aligned, I think, with the values of the Pan-African community.
And will it work? I don't know.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right. Time will tell.
Time will tell. But the vision is compelling. I think the tools are impressive. Mm. And the commitment to community is clear.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to see where they go from here.
Me too. Me too. And I think it's just, you know, it's a good reminder that like, we don't have to just accept the platforms that we're given.
Right.
Like, we have the power to imagine something different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then build it.
And who knows, maybe the Pan-African Network will be that, you know, that catalyst for change.
And that is a great place to end our deep dive.
I think so.
Thanks for joining me and unpacking all of this with me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Always fascinating to dive into these topics with you.
And for everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What do you think about this project? Head over to our website or social media and let us know.
Yeah, join the conversation.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep diving deep.